When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks, everybody. Welcome. Welcome, one and all, down here, up there, out there, all around the world. Welcome to The Late Show. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. This right now. This is our last show of 2022. We made it. My New Year's resolutions are going to be working out more and not having to talk about Nazis. I wonder which one I'll have to break first. Year's ending on a bit of a bang. What looked like to be a slow news day has suddenly been transformed into a bracing moment of history, and it's all thanks to the former president. You see, yesterday, he posted on his social media site promising a major announcement tomorrow, along with this video.
America needs a superhero.
Kind of mysterious. What would he possibly use that laser vision for? Jim, can we pull out a little bit? There you go. That makes sense. That's on brand. No one knew what this major announcement was going to be, but there was a lot of actual speculation. Would he announce a long-shot bid to become Speaker of the House? Would he announce his intended running mate? And would Kid Rock say yes? Often, these pre-hyped announcements turn out to be duds. Not this one. Because late this morning, the former president dropped the blockbuster news. Major announcement. My official digital trading card collection is here. That's right. You read that right. The ex-president of the United States, the ex-most powerful man in the world, has launched a line of trading cards. It's Gropimon with Pikachu. Pika Pika. Pikachu. Lord have mercy. This is the least dignified attempt at post-presidential merchandising since the launch of Tickle Me Truman. On the official trading card website, and yes, there is one, it's www.thesaddestthingyouveverseen.org. Go, go. The former president tells you just what you can expect from this premium opportunity.
I'm doing my first official Donald J. Trump NFT collection right here and right now.
He's a business genius. Jumping in on the NFT market when it's at its hottest. Next, he's releasing an exclusive line of rotary phones. The... Yeah, a little something. Something, yeah. The trading cards allow you to collect all of your favorite characters from the extended former president universe because every card is him. There's, and these are all real, him playing golf, him approving of gold, him wearing a hat that says Dow, just like they do on Wall Street, and him stealing the torch from the Statue of Liberty. He took her torch! It makes sense. She was holding it to light a way for the immigrants. He was like, back, you huddled masses! I'll burn you! I got a silver bullet! Bang, bang! Eat flame, Jose! That's just the beginning. The former president says the cars feature amazing art of my life and career. That's what he says, but they depict him as a cowboy, a race car driver, and an astronaut. So, really seems like the cars memorialize everything he's never done, like have abs. Now, you're probably out there saying, Steve, you're just picking out the stupidest of these trading cards. No, because they are all equally stupidest. Here he is standing on the 45-yard line about to punch a football, and here's one where he's dressed up as a pilot standing atop the earth with the sun shining out of where the sun don't shine. Any of these priceless images can be yours for only $99 each. That may seem like a lot, but remember, you don't get to choose which one. Because the website says these trading cards are randomly generated and delivered, so you won't know which cards you receive until you check your wallet after purchase. Okay, let's see what I got. Oh, cowboy again. Okay. Guess I'm gonna have to pay another $99. Cowboy. All right. Never again. After this one, okay? Eric, damn it. As always, the former president stands behind whatever he sells with this promise and guarantee. We make absolutely no promise or guarantee that the NFTs will increase in value or maintain the same value as the amount you paid to purchase same. You understand and agree that the NFTs have no inherent monetary value. Solid. Reminds me of the Arby's slogan, we make absolutely no promise or guarantee that what we have is meat. Tasty, though.
It do taste good.
Or horsey sauce. In a way, this is all kind of gratifying to me, because a monster who tried to install himself as our fascist strongman is now reduced to hawking a line of trading cards. It's like if Hitler escaped the bunker and released Mein Comic Book. Of course, if that NFT astronaut wants to be president again, he'll have to defeat Joe Biden, maybe, because Biden hasn't yet said whether he'll run for re-election, and Democrats aren't sure if he should. The majority of his own voters say he shouldn't run again, and the major reason is his age. Well, that makes sense. Most 80-year-olds aren't out there battling Putin. They're at home battling pudding. Honey! 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 I can't get the spoon through the skin! Bring me my cordless drill! Apparently, the president is getting sick of all the talk about his age, recently snapping at one ally, "You think I don't know how old I am?" Sorry, my language got saltier. Sorry. I'm sorry, folks. No. Mother, look, sorry my language got a little saltier than Rehoboth Taffy, but jeepers, Jack, what's up? I know how old I am. I've known since back when you could buy a nickel for a penny. Look, I know the number, you know the number. Why don't you just say it and I'll tell you if you're right. 80, fair enough. Okay. But these teeth, only 15. Give them a tap. They ring like chimes. You should hear me in the breeze. One person, not saying... For me? If you people at home only knew the journey we've been on here. One person not staying in their job is outgoing Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, seen here showing what she'd do to Kevin McCarthy's balls if he had any. Pelosi. A diamond. Pelosi passed the torch of Democratic leadership in the House to Hakeem Jeffries, and yesterday, to mark the end of her term, Republicans and Democrats got together to unveil her official portrait. That is really lovely, but that's just my opinion. What do you think of the painting, Madam Speaker? Well, nice. Well, what were you going to do if you didn't like it? Okay. Tough but fair. And who is likely to follow you as the next speaker?
The poo-poo.
Yes. Yes. An apt...
Madam Speaker.
Yes, apt description, but his friends call him Kevin. Now, it seems like every day there's another stupid news story about Tesla CEO and Bond villain announcing, I will destroy the world unless you give me $8 a month. Elon Musk. Ever since Musk bought Twitter, he's claimed to be a free speech absolutist. and even tweeted, "My commitment to free speech extends even to not banning the account following my plane, even though that is a direct personal safety risk." The account he's talking about, @ElonJet, is one that automatically posts the movements of his private jet. And to Musk's credit, he stood by his free speech principles and let it stay up. Until yesterday, when Twitter suspended the account that tracked Musk's private jet. @ElonJet was created by a Florida college student who, in the past, offered Musk to take down the account for a price.
I remember telling my roommate, "Hey, Elon Musk, just direct message me."
According to the messages, Elon said, "I don't love the idea of being shot by a nutcase," and then offered Jack $5,000 to shut the account down.
And then I basically asked for $50,000 or a Tesla, and he said, thinking about it.
But Musk decided not to shell out $50,000 to shut the kid up, instead spending $44 billion to buy the company and ban him. He's a financial genius. And as a result, I got a couple things. There you go. As a result of this business savvy, Musk's net worth has recently plummeted, and this week he sold $3.5 billion of Tesla stock, and no one knows why. I think I know why. Could it be to invest in trading cards? We got a great show for you tonight.
Coming up, Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on the 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Late Show. Ladies and gentlemen, my guests tonight are the anchor of CNN's Anderson Cooper 360 and the host of Bravo's Watch What Happens Live. They've been friends for over 25 years. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, everybody. Lovely to have both of you guys.
Great to be here.
Andy, thank you for dressing appropriately.
Yes, I was a bit surprised as well.
I've been listening to a lot of Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I love it. It's always good. Man in Black right there.
Johnny, I've been listening to the album Hurt. It's so good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You okay? All right, now here's the thing. You guys, everybody knows that it's not New Year's Eve without the two of you in Times Square.
Yes, that's
freezing
right.
Your bones off.
Yeah. We like to think we're the only TV hosts on New Year's Eve who are actually having fun.
Well, in years past, you really do look like you're having fun.
We're having fun.
And I know you're actual friends. You're not making that stuff up. But, of course, it's big news out there that our old friend Chris Licht, who used to be the exec on this show, who's now running CNN, says, no drinking on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's what we were
Is that going to hold? Is that going to hold? That's what I say. But you know what? He doesn't work here anymore. How about a cocktail? Andy, would you care for?
There's a present.
Anderson, you don't. There you go. Cheers.
What are we drinking?
What are we drinking? This is Andy's.
We're having a tequila fresca.
What is this?
This is a fresquila. This is a tequila and fresca. It's great.
I feel like it's 1977. I should be smoking a Virginia Slim.
Yes.
The fresca. I haven't seen fresca since I was living with my mother.
I didn't know they still made it.
Yes.
Oh, it's really delicious. Mm. Yeah. You can really taste the saccharin. Well, fellas. Okay. No. It stays right there. You can put it down. I'm sorry.
That's right.
We also have just a bottle of tequila if you want to do a spider bite.
Sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
There you go. I'll join you. Okay. Come on. I'll join you. There you go. Now, fellas, let me ask you this about. Do you want a lime?
Sure.
There you go.
He is so bad at this.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Ha ha ha.
You know who'd be okay with that shot?
Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
And take that away from me,
yeah,
young
no,
man.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, Stephen.
No. Let me ask you something, fellas. Why, I'm just curious, why does CNN cover New Year's Eve?
That's a good question. I started covering New Year's Eve like 17 years ago for CNN.
On the off chance that time didn't pass that night? Because that would be the only news, is if it didn't become January 1st at midnight.
They had no one else to do it, so I volunteered to do it. And I volunteered to do it because I've always hated New Year's Eve.
Sure.
And I didn't want to, like, you know, New Year's Eve is never what you expect it to be. You try to go out to, like, a club in New York. The lines are too long. Yes. You can't get a car.
You wind up getting chlamydia.
Something like that, exactly. I mean, who amongst us? I mean...
And you're like, what is that? Is that a flower? Is that a type of orchid? I don't know.
So I've been doing it for, like, 17 years. And,
wow.
And, yeah, I...
Do you like New Year's Eve, Andy? Do you enjoy, like, do...
I love New Year's Eve. I love an overhyped event. And, you know, covering New Year's Eve is, I say this every year, it is like a telethon with no disease. We're standing there just marking the passage of time.
And the disease, it's entropy.
Right. Yeah, right.
It's entropy.
So, it's an odd thing.
We're there for 4.5 hours, and it's freezing
insane.
Cold.
Yeah, that's insane. Freezing.
And they don't allow space heaters or anything.
Why not?
It's a security issue. I don't know.
Yes.
New York City does not
allow flammable clothing.
We actually, one year we wore electric clothing to try that out.
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure. Yes. Those
didn't
electric
work.
Didn't really
no?
seem
okay.
to work. Yeah.
Well, Andy, last year you were a bit overserved, and. At a certain point, you went on, this is...
Which
this
may
is,
be why we're not allowed to do it this year.
It
I don't
be.
Know.
All right.
It might be right here. This is you, I believe. This is the moment you were going on a rant.
That was one of my rants. Yes, I had things to say.
What was that rant about?
Well, I believe this rant was about the band Journey.
Yes,
Without Steve Perry in Times Square.
Right. I think Ryan Seacrest actually had booked the band Journey, and they were performing behind us.
And they sprayed me with their stuff.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Well, I'm covered with their glitter there.
Oh, like that glitter bomb stuff like that.
And so it just rubbed me the wrong way, and I went off.
Yeah. But there was fallout for this.
He was ranting that it wasn't the real Journey.
I was calling it fake Journey, and you know
that would be phony.
Right, right. And Neil Schoen went on after me for about a year on
the
Twitter.
Guitar,
yes,
the yes,
yes. And I felt terribly after, mm-hmm. but. I'm a Steve Perry fan.
I'm a big Journey fan.
Yeah.
And I think the new Journey is fantastic.
Yes. How dare you?
You're an unbiased journalist is what you are. You don't pick sides.
Exactly.
I also want to point out, look how happy you are to watch him get in trouble.
Yeah, I know. That is the face of someone who's just watching my old friend just, like, dig his grave. And I'm just like, I'm so glad this is not me. And I'm just, you know...
Everyone, this is, you know, again, this does look like the man who's enjoying himself to a degree that was not anticipated by the crew.
Right.
And I'm just curious, everybody has a first, like, first getting too drunk story.
Yeah.
Do you, Andy, I'm going to guess, do you have one?
I do. I remember I was in high school. I was underage. I shouldn't have been drinking, and I drank too much. And I remember I woke up in the middle of the night, and I had to... I was sick, and I knew that I wasn't going to make it to the bathroom. And so I pulled off my boxers, and I barfed in my boxers, and I wasn't of right mind, so I just opened the window and threw the boxers out the window. Of course, what I wasn't really thinking, because my room is over the front yard. And so the next morning, my dad turns up at my door, and he said, there's a pair of your boxers on the front lawn that are messy?
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
That was my first.
Nice. Yeah. We always
remember our first. Nope. And now look at me. I'm a professional, Dad.
We have to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with more Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, everybody.
Hey, everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate, though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, Exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives is the whole point. Each week, I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody, we're back with the host of CNN's New Year's Eve Live, Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper. Well, we've heard this year about both of your new babies.
Yes.
This is the second baby for both of you. This is right here. This is second baby for both, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
We have Anderson's son, Sebastian Luke, right here.
Yeah.
And then Andy's daughter, Lucy Eve, right there.
Yeah.
Tell me about
They both look like they're frenemies or very skeptical of one another.
Let me see. Uh-huh. This one right here, Sebastian Luke, is a little more serious.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And is afraid that she's getting the audition right here.
She got the part.
She got the part. Okay, so can I ask where Sebastian Luke comes from?
My partner Benj and I, we just liked the names and.
Well, obviously, you're not going to name your child.
Sebastian Benjamin is he's my ex, but we're raising kids together.
That's
and
nice.
He's their papa and I'm their daddy, and he's French, and so Sebastian works in both French and English.
There you go.
We both collect art, and he likes old master paintings. He likes the whole iconography of Saint Sebastian.
Oh, but
yeah. Yeah, I know.
You named your baby after someone who was killed by a shot with arrows.
I know, but it's a very iconic sort
of
an old master, you know.
It's classy.
Portraiture.
It's classy. Lucy Eve, what's the story?
Sebastian was taken. and so,
no. You always you love the chocolate factory.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. No, my dad's name is Lou. My mom's name is Evelyn. Lucy Eve. No,
I thought it was for the Peanuts.
No.
But he loves Snoopy. And,
well, I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then he would name his daughter Snoopy. Right. But wait a second. Your folks are still with us, correct?
They are. It is. But, thanks for bringing that up.
The whole thing I know from my Jewish friends.
I called my rabbi. It's okay. There are many traditions in the Jewish religion.
Yes.
And
one of them here. Explain to them what that tradition is.
One is that you don't name your children directly the direct name of your parent. You're living parent. These names are in tribute. They're not their exact names, of course. And it's okay. I got a clearance from my rabbi. That's all that counts.
Is it top man? Is it top man? Is
yes.
like
top woman.
Rabbi Pope?
Top woman.
Okay,
rabbi
good.
Kleinbaum, yes.
Good for her. Good for her.
Ah, nice. Mm-hmm. I got to tell you.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm drunk from that tequila.
And you're on the air tonight, AC?
You have a show tonight?
Yes, he does.
Let's do another. Come on, let's do another.
No, I'm good. Thanks. I'm good.
Okay, so here you're, because here's the two of you as kids. There you go.
Yeah.
What were you two like as kids?
This is
embarrassing. Look at you right here.
I look like young Paul Lynn on the center square. I mean, or like a mix between Truman Capote and Paul Lynn. I'm not sure which is gayer.
Not every kid has a bandana.
What the hell am I doing?
Uh-huh. And you're hitting that banana pretty hard right
now. Yeah,
there.
Well.
Tell me about what were you guys like as kids? Okay. Were you a good child, Anderson?
I was a very good child, yeah. I was very responsible and very sweet.
Responsible.
Yeah,
you know what I love about that toddler? He's so responsible. Very few toddlers are described that way. Andy, how about you?
I was great. I used to go around to the neighbor's house. I used to imitate this preacher named Ernest Angley. He was a faith healer on TV.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
And I would go around to the neighbor's houses and heal them as Ernest Angley.
I used to imitate Deanna Vreeland. So there you go.
Really? Really? Did you have any obsessions as a kid?
Yeah, I was a very strange kid, as clearly. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I was really interested in...
He's drunk.
No, I'm not.
He's drunk.
That's fine.
What were you interested in?
He's drunk. He's gone.
What were you interested in?
One shot.
I was interested. I can't even bring myself to say it. I was.
What as a child could you possibly be interested in that would make you giggle?
It's so lame.
What? As a child, you were interested in?
I was interested in the Zulu Wars.
The what? The Zulu Wars? Like the Battle of Rorke's Drift and Isandlwana and yes. stuff like that?
Yes, that is what
Chelmsford?
Yeah. I was really
And Kitawaya? Wow. Yeah, my family's huge.
I was
Did you sing Men of Arlek and stuff like that?
I was interested in British colonial wars, like the Sudan
campaign. All toddlers
so
are.
So relatable.
I know,
the it's ridiculous. Vanderbilt That's, boy.
Yes, I know.
We have to take another little break here. When we come back, we will talk about finding love in the new year Ooh. With Anderson and Andy. Stick around.
I'm Rachel Martin. After hosting Morning Edition for years, I know that the news can wear you down. So we made a new podcast called Wild Card, where a special deck of cards and a whole bunch of fascinating guests help us sort out what makes life meaningful. It's part game show, part existential deep dive, and it is seriously fun. Join me on Wild Card, wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.
Cooper, host of CNN's New Year's Eve Live on New Year's Eve Live. Now, New Year's obviously is all about new starts, fresh starts, people take a new approach to love. Andy, are you ready to get back out there?
I am. I'm back out there. I'm on the apps. I'm on Tinder. I'm on Raya.
What's Raya?
I am.
What's Raya?
Raya is like a members-only dating thing. Raya. It seems like a lot of Instagram influencers.
Is there an interview process to get on?
You have to be referred by someone to get on.
Oh, wow. Are you on there?
No. No, but I would like him to be, and I would like him to be on Tinder.
No, I'm not on an app.
Can you imagine?
What am I going to do?
Swiping away through Tinder, and Anderson Cooper comes up.
That'd
be fantastic.
It'd be great.
My favorite thing is to talk about the Battle of Rorke's Drift from 1840. What is it? 18 something like that.
Yeah, earlier than that.
Something like that.
The most Victoria Crosses ever awarded were the Battle of Rorke's Drift, as you well know.
I saw Zulu with Michael Caine.
Yes, of course.
Sure.
Yes.
Introducing Michael Caine.
Yes.
Exactly. Now, okay, let's work on his profile. Let's sell Andy to the people out there. Best thing about your friend here.
Oh.
I mean, he's the life of the party. He's loyal. He's funny. He's a genuinely good person.
Okay, let's be honest. What's the downside?
Downside?
Well, you gotta be honest.
He works constantly.
Okay.
He produces content around the clock, and it's exhausting to be around.
All right. All right, Andy, let's get Anderson out there. Let's sell some tickets to Anderson Cooper. What's the best part?
Silver Fox, you get lost in his big blue eyes.
Super smart.
Comes from the Vanderbilt lineage. A lot of baggage there.
A lot of baggage. That's the downside.
Plus and minus.
But on the plus, he's a quick drunk.
Quick drunk. Cheap date.
There
big giggler.
There you go. Yeah. Gentlemen, it's so lovely to see you again. Have a wonderful New Year's Eve.
Thank you so much.
We'll all be watching. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Anderson. New Year's Eve live with Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen is on CNN December 31st. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com.